In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Monday today, the 10th of June. Good as always to have you along, everybody. One files the corporate news of the day. The all-stock transaction, a merger of equals, it's being called, joining the giant defense contractor Raytheon with the giant aerospace company United Technologies, forming the more giant, if not especially imaginatively named, Raytheon Technologies. One files that transaction under the heading, duh, have you seen the defense and aerospace businesses lately? If the deal does make it past regulators, the $100 billion result would be the number two company in that space behind Boeing. So, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams gets us going with some market-based realities from Washington.
Raytheon and United Technologies say the merger's important for them to keep their balance in shifting markets. Doug Gates is head of aerospace and defense for KPMG.
They're looking at it in this acquisition truly as a long-term view that this combined company will be able to ride the ups and downs of the market.
Raytheon has a big defense contracting business. United Technologies is big in commercial aviation.
If commercial is slowing down, they've got large military might, and vice versa.
Another reason behind the merger? The idea that bigger is better. Riz McCormick is a fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The merger would create a company that would rival Boeing and Lockheed as the largest defense contractor. Continuing a trend of consolidation has been ongoing since the 1990s.
That consolidation worries President Trump. He expressed concern this morning that too much consolidation in the defense industry may raise prices for the U.S. military and, by extension, taxpayers. But Jerry McGinn, executive director of the Center for Government Contracting, says this merger is unlikely to face a lot of pushback from federal regulators.
Because there's not a tremendous amount of overlap between these two companies in terms of the markets they operate in.
But government regulators do have to approve the final deal. Among them, the combined company's biggest customer, the Department of Defense. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.